And we have a couple of notes in the world of gaming. Tuesday, the day after the mass shooting at the Washington Navy Yard, was a big day for the graphically violent video game Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto 5 hit store shelves this week, and the game's publisher says Tuesday's sales figures were the biggest ever for the whole series, more than $800 million in sales. Of course, critics say the games glorify violence. This week, a reviewer in The Guardian wrote that Grand Theft Auto V tells the tale of criminal maniacs self-destructing on a blood-spattered career trajectory to hell. But for gamers, that's, of course, a good review. And the New York Times added it is the best plotted of the Grand Theft Auto series.
Well, also from the gaming world, the Japanese businessman behind Mario Brothers' success and countless other iconic video games has died. Hiroshi Yamauchi was the president of Nintendo for more than half a century, from 1949 until 2002. He died today at age 85. He's credited with transforming the Nintendo company from a trading card company into an international gaming brand. And for more on him, we are joined by Jeff Ryan, author of the book Super Mario: How Nintendo Conquered America. Welcome.
Thank you.
So it was a trading card company at one point?
Yes. They made Hanafuda cards going back to the 19th century. Hanafuda cards were the Japanese version of poker. They were made with mulberry bark.
And it was Yamauchi who changed it into what it is today. Tell us about what he did.
Well, he was 22 years old when his grandfather, who raised him, died, and he took over the family business, which was making trading cards. And Japan's economy in the post-war years was really doing poorly, so he needed to do anything and everything to keep his company afloat. So he tried, over the last 20 years, he tried something called a love hotel, where you rented by the hour, fill in the blanks. He tried selling rice. He tried selling taxis. Hmm. He tried anything under the sun. What ended up working was that he had a distribution network into all of the toy and game stores in Japan because of the Hanafuda cards.
And how did we get from Hanafuda cards to Super Mario and Donkey Kong?
Ah, well, in the 1970s, electronic toys became popular. So he started to sell electronic toys because he already knew all of the people who were in these stores. And then 10 years later, when companies like Namco had a hit with Pac-Man and Taito had a hit with Space Invaders, those were both Japanese companies. So he thought, hey, we're a Japanese company. We're good with technology. We could get into this video game market.
So what is Hiroshi Yamauchi's legacy? What was the secret to his success?
He's kind of like a cook who had no taste buds but was the greatest cook in the world. Hmm. He would watch videos of the Nintendo games over the years, and he would only watch for a minute or two, but that was enough for him to decide, this game is going to sell 10 million copies, that game's going to sell 2 million, this one we can't release because it needs more work, this one we'll just never release.
So he never played the games?
No, he merely watched. So as amazing as all of Nintendo is, imagine that the person behind it was basically your grandfather, who didn't care about games, didn't play them, didn't particularly like them, but he knew what his audience wanted.
Jeff, before I let you go, I assume if you've written a book called Super Mario: How Nintendo Conquered America that you like Nintendo. What's your favorite game?
My favorite game is Super Mario Brothers 3, which was one of the games that Yamauchi produced.
I am totally with you on that. I also think that for the Super Nintendo, the first version was also fun. But I'm with you. Super Mario 3, it's a fun game.
Yep, Super Mario and Super Mario World as well.
It's Jeff Ryan, author of the book Super Mario: How Nintendo Conquered America, remembering Hiroshi Yamauchi, who was the president of Nintendo from 1949 until 2002. He died today at the age of 85. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And I'm thinking, some listener's going to correct me here, but I feel like this is Zelda's theme song, but it might not be. If you know what this is, why don't you just go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/
Correct him.
Here and Now Radio. Correct me. Maybe I'm wrong. The news is next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at brilliantearth.com. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.